He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and I am the Gadget Professor. Welcome, 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 everybody. You know what the Gadget Professor says? Everybody's got to be somewhere. So I'm glad that you're here watching our show. We come out every Thursday night with an action-packed episode full of all kinds of interesting technology notes and sometimes not-so-technology notes, and we try to have a gadget of the day every week. So Thursday night, you want to tune in. It's easy to subscribe to the show. All you have to do is go to thegadgetprofessor.com. That is my website, thegadgetprofessor.com. And when you're there, you'll see a brown box there up on the right-hand corner. Just click the Gadget Professor, and that will automatically subscribe you to the RSS feed. The Gadget Professor now is heard on almost 200 countries around the world, which is pretty amazing to me even. And it's simple to get the show notes. While you're on the web page, you'll see sign up for the show notes. That's around here. And what you want to do is sign up for the show notes. It's totally free, folks. Every Thursday night, as soon as the show is posted in your email box, you will get the show notes, which contains all the URLs, all the gadgets, all the tidbits that we talk about. You have a little synopsis of them, and they're hot links. So if you want to go to a particular URL, you just click it and it takes you right to the link that we discussed in the show. And that means you can sit back and relax and watch the Gadget Professor and not have to write everything down. Now, you can email me at any point in time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's right below me there, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And let's turn that off. And I welcome all emails. You can write me about future shows that you may want to see. I know one gentleman wrote me and said he'd like to see a network show, and that's in the works. And you can ask me a technical question, comment, whatever you want to do, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Another thing that I want to call your attention to is we are on Facebook. We are really starting to pump that page. We're going to have a lot more interesting things coming up very shortly on our Facebook page. So you want to go to the Gadget Professor's Facebook page. That's in the show notes and also on the web page. And as soon as the show is ready, we put it up. We announce that on our Facebook page. And you also can find out, if you like Twitter, I'm @GadgetProfessor on Twitter. I tweet about 10, 15 times a day about all kinds of gadgets, whether they're high-tech or low-tech or no-tech. So if you want to keep informed about what's new out there, you certainly want to follow me on Twitter. Plus, you'll know when the show comes out. So make sure you check out our Facebook page. Today, we have an interesting show, and I'm going to start off with a very cheap but amazingly functional gadget, if you will. And this is it right here, folks. This is it. Now, you're wondering, has the Gadget Professor lost his mind? Well, that possibly is true. But this is a microfiber cloth, and what I use this for is to clean primarily my wonderful, fun Nexus tablet. I just take it here and wipe it, and this thing gets incredibly fingerprinted and smudged. This cloth, two wipes back and forth lightly, takes off all the fingerprints. It's good for LCD monitors, your television sets, any place that accumulates fingerprints. You can use it on your iPad. But anywhere you're accumulating fingerprints, this microfiber pad works so well. I can't say enough about it. And the good news is, as you know, the Gadget Professor, it's very cheap. And where I get mine, you're not going to believe this, the Dollar Store. The Dollar Store. And there it is there. I got this at the Dollar Tree. I actually got two of them for $1. That's a great buy. Here's a picture of it. No need to go into more explanation, but there it is, and man, I can't say enough about these things. They work great. So that takes care of the Gadget Professor's, I guess I pushed my email on there. See, if I just go like this, I can bring my email up, or if I go like that, I could take my email address down. We're using the latest in technology, which we're going to give you a glimpse in a second or two in the actual control room behind the scenes. You've never seen this before as to what goes on with the Gadget Professor. In fact, let's take a look right now. Mike's going to do a switch, And we're actually going to take a look at the control room right now. There's Mike. Hi, Mike. And you can see I'm in the studio. I'm on a green screen there. And there's Mike with our brand new TriCaster 8000. We were the first people in the United States, actually in the world, to get the new TriCaster. And this is what's going on in our studio behind the scenes. Right in front of Mike is the keyboard there. Mike, you want to display that beautiful keyboard? That's what's operating the functionality and the electronics behind the scenes. And you can see his control monitors. And then to the right of the screen, he has all the audio gear. And then up on the left-hand corner, he actually has an output monitor. And the output right now is actually the switch that he did. So that's a little behind-the-scenes look at the technology that we have here at the Gadget Professor. And we're still learning all there is to learn on the TriCaster 8000. And if you're interested in the TriCaster 8000, you can drop me an email and I'll get in touch with the folks that will give you a great service and great value if you're buying any kind of a TriCaster. So, Mike, you can put me back on camera. I thought people would enjoy that. We'll go back to our virtual set. And here we are in our nice air-conditioned set in Arizona. I got to tell you, folks, it's hot out here. It's 102 today, and I'm waiting for the heat to break, even though it's a dry heat. The Gadget Professor would like to see it down in the 70s, but that's a whole nother story. So let's move right along here. This is a crazy free piece of software that I might have mentioned one of these before on a prior episode, but there's three flavors of this now. It's Pixlr. I don't know how to say it. P-I-X-L-R. I'll have this in the show notes, but this is a lot of fun. I'm just going to click on one thing here, and you see webcam or computer, and if you want to take a photograph from your computer that you already have, you can click that. If you want to go onto the webcam, you click allow, and it's going to actually bring up a picture of the Gadget Professor. Hi, there I am on my green screen, and if I take a picture of myself, which I just did, and now I go to the next click, they have all these special effects that you can choose from, and actually have a lot of fun, and there's hundreds of different things to choose from. You can save it, and as you can see, it's all at your disposal right on the screen, and the kids will have a lot of fun with that. They have special effects. They have all kinds of things that you can do, and there's kind of a water effect, totally free, and that will be on our website. I'm sorry, that will be on our show notes. Here's an interesting device that I've stumbled across. It's an interesting device. It's called Sabio Storage. Let's take a big look at this puppy here. We'll get a full screen view of it. That should pop up in a second, maybe not. But in any event, there we go. This has an antenna, so it's 802.11 wireless. It's a storage unit. Has an LCD screen on it. It's RAID configuration, and if you remember, I always talk about RAID configuration. If you have your own cloud and you're storing, whether it's financial data or photographs or whatever it is that you're storing, if you want to manage your own cloud, you want something that has a RAID configuration. Essentially what that does is it ensures that your hard drive, if it should die, the data is preserved because it goes on to the next hard drive. You need at least two drives to have any kind of RAID configuration. This one has outlets, if you will, spaces for four drives. It has a fan in the back. It has a gigabit Ethernet connection right here. One push USB back from NAS, from NAS. What that means is you can stream, you can load movies on this or photographs or whatever you want. You can stream this to your television set or any other device. It has a SATA 1 and 2 support up to 8 terabytes, and it's total hot swap. So it's a real nice unit. It will be on the show notes. It gives you all the technical information. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but here's the interesting thing. I tried to buy one and I couldn't. I don't know if they're out of stock, but I've ordered one two or three times. They're about $150, $160. I can't seem to get a hold of one, so maybe they've discontinued that and started a new one. I don't know, but I'll keep you informed. It looks like a great buy for $160, but it's too great to be true because I can't find one anywhere. Another device that I've stumbled across, which I think is really, really cool, this is called iZon 2.0. It's a Wi-Fi video monitor, and essentially it will transmit remotely to your phone or to your computer, wherever you may be, wirelessly. And here's the camera itself, And I'm going to try to run this. I didn't ask Mike to set this up. Let's see if it will run at all on the system that we have going right now. So there it is on the iPhone while your kid's destroying the house. You can kind of see that. So there's the device. Neat rotation on that. Looks real easy to hook up. I don't have one. It also has noise and motion alerts, which is kind of interesting. So I will post this up on the website here. Let's rewind that and get it back up here. So it's called iZone 2.0. Sells for $129, which is very reasonable. And I kind of like the looks of it. It's not too obtrusive, and a neat way to perhaps monitor your home or a vacation home or the nanny or whatever. And at $129, it's pretty reasonable, totally wireless. So I like all that. Maybe we'll get one in here on a demo someday. The next free piece of software that we'll talk about is rlvision.com. And this is posted by a gentleman. Hi, my name is Dan, and programming is my hobby. Here you'll find some of the software I have created since 1998. My specialty is time-saving automation utilities. I hope you find some of this useful. This is totally free, and actually everything that he makes is free, and it works quite well. And the one piece, there's several different pieces of software here. They have a flash renamer. They have a PDF. Image extraction wizard. This utility allows you to easily extract images from a PDF document and save them as separate image files. They have an EXIF, EXIF tag remover. That's if you take photographs and you want to change the data on the photograph. They have a duplicate file finder. This is the one I wanted to call your attention to. This is called Office Image Extraction Wizard. Office Image Extraction Wizard lets you save images from various documents and ebook formats on your hard drive without quality loss. So if we take a look at this, Office Image Extraction Wizard is an app that allows you to easily extract images from many different office type documents and ebook formats and save these as normal picture files on your hard drive. This will accommodate more than 45 common file formats. The images are extracted in their original format with no image processing or recompression being performed, so quality loss is just not going to happen, and it doesn't require that you have Office. So this is totally free, and I would definitely check out this gentleman's site. Some neat things there. Now today, what I've decided to do is I get a lot of emails. What virus software do you use? Malware software do you use? What do you recommend? Well, I'm going to spend about 5 minutes going over different types of antivirus software, firewall software, malware protection software, and everything I'm going to tell you today is free. And why you would pay for expensive firewalls, expensive antivirus software. Folks, you don't have to do that. This stuff is free and it works. And yes, it's just as good as the stuff that you pay for. It may not be as robust, but a lot of those robust features that you pay for, you don't really need. So here we go. This is all free. And these are the main ones. I've used every one of these. I've tested every one of these. And I've never had a problem. That's just me. It may be different for you, but these are good products by name brands, and they have free editions. So I think you shouldn't be paying for like Norton's utilities, which I don't love anyway. This stuff is just as good and it's free. So here we go. This will all be in the show notes. Totally free. The first one is AVG. I'm sure you've heard of it. Get free protection now. new essential antivirus protection, free and easy to use. It's award-winning virus protection. It's fast. It does smarter scans, and you have free phone support, and it's free. So I would definitely check this out. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but you can get antivirus free. That's the free version, 2013, and it will protect and also give you free mobile protection. The website, I will put the URL on the show notes. Moving right along, Avast, I'm sure you've heard of them. You can download your free antivirus software. It's streamlined, it's light, it doesn't load up your machine. Security trusted on 161 plus million devices. That's a lot of people using that. It's a free version, it works well. Another good choice for you. Moving right along, Avira, been around forever. They have a great free antivirus software. Here it is right here. Our entry-level antivirus software eliminates many forms of malware, including worms, rootkits, and costly dialers. They are all going to try to get you to upgrade to their more expensive versions, their more robust versions. But I'm just telling you, if you're not doing anything really weird on the internet, and we're not going to go there, this stuff will work quite well for you. So there's three choices right off the bat, but we're not done. Let's keep moving on. This is my personal favorite, and for all those folks who ask what I use for virus protection, this is what I use. Microsoft Security Essentials. It's made by a company called Microsoft. Everybody's heard of them, even our Apple fan users. Everybody's heard of Microsoft. They make their own security antivirus protection software, and basically use Microsoft Security Essentials to guard against viruses, spyware, and other evil software. This package provides real-time protection for your home or small business PCs. This is what I use. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's free, and who's going to know more about viruses or what's where they're vulnerable than Microsoft? And this is what I use. Again, it's free, and the URL will be up on the show notes. For those people who want a firewall software, to me, I have always used Zone Alarm from the day I had a computer. My firewall is always been Zone Alarm. It's an excellent product, and a lot of people don't realize that they do make a free version. They make several versions that you can pay for, but again, it might be way more than you need. So if you're looking for a reliable, well-built firewall to protect your PC, I highly, highly recommend Zone Alarm. This is what the Gadget Professor uses. I'm sorry for banging my microphone there. The ultimate free protection against viruses, hackers, and spyware. They have a Zone Alarm free antivirus and firewall, and they have just a free firewall version. The choice is yours. I will tell you, if you do load either the free firewall or the free antivirus plus firewall version, it will frequently, not every minute, but it will frequently come up and say, hey, you want to buy the package? You want to upgrade? You want to upgrade? And there's really no need for it. This works fine, and I use the free version. So again, the choice is yours. Moving right along, this is another free software. I've used this from day one. Adaware, and now they have free antivirus. Everybody has free antivirus. This has 450 million downloads and still counting. Leaner, meaner, faster. Adaware free antivirus plus combines our legendary anti-spyware with a super fast free antivirus program. It now features download protection, blocks malicious files before they can write to your disk, sandboxing, keeps unknown apps running in a virtual environment, and advanced detection. It's our most powerful free anti-software yet. I have used Adaware products since they've been out. They work great. There's a whole list of things that it will do automatically for you. Identity protection, malware, sandbox emulator, pinpoint scanning, real-time protection, legendary anti-spyware, free antivirus, download protection, automatic threat updates, game mode, and safe browsing. This is an all-purpose, heavy-duty, free antivirus and personal security features also include in this. Great deal, folks. You can't beat the price. It's free, and this is a name brand company, not some company that just started last week. The choice is yours. Last but not least, we have Malware Bytes. Take a bite out of malware because your antivirus alone is not enough. You want the malware software protection. They have a free download. Again, I've used Malware Bytes from its inception, from day one. This stuff works flawlessly. They constantly update it. Highly, highly recommended. And you got to keep in mind, you don't want three antiviruses on your machine, only one. And you got to read your antivirus if it has malware protection. If it does, you don't want two malware protections on there, only one. So all the literature is there. You can peruse through all of these softwares. There's really no reason for you to pay money to buy separate malware protection, to buy separate antivirus protection, so on and so forth. Here are several programs that are totally free, and I would hope that you would take advantage of them. I have tried every one of them, and I have no complaints with any of them. And now I know everybody was wondering, is there a gadget of the day? Well, folks, there is a gadget of the day. It's very low tech, but very, very functional and very, very affordable. I'm going to go to camera two, and this is a little hokey, folks, but I got to tell you, this works. This is called Total View. It's an adjustable blind spot mirror, and this little puppy here is going to maximize your view. And Total View takes the fear and stress and worry out of changing lanes, increase your field of vision, and virtually eliminate blind spots for a safer driving experience for you and your family. Change lanes, back up, and park with confidence. Total View's fully adjustable swivel joint adapts to drivers of all sizes, and it fits any vehicle. Just peel off the sticky 3M adhesive to ensure a doubly durable, strong grip, but easily removable without leaving any sticky residue. So I may have done this way, way long time ago, maybe in the first 5-10 episodes of The Gadget Professor, but I just put them on my car, and wow, they work real well, and it's real easy to use. Basically, you're going to clean your mirror first. That's important with alcohol. Pull off this little tape on the back, and here's the actual mirror. It swivels, and it really does give you extend your view. It's a great safety thing, and you can go on Amazon. There's $7.50. If you're getting older and you can't see, or you're getting nervous about changing and passing lanes, I thought it was worth mentioning these items again because they really do work well, and they're very inexpensive. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I'll let you in on a tidbit of news that the Gadget Professor and his beautiful wife are going to go to Hawaii, and we are going to visit Mr. Todd Cochran, who we are associated with Geek News Central, and maybe we'll have some dinner and see some sights in Hawaii, and we'll be there for a couple days, and then we'll be back next week in time for a brand new Gadget Professor. So long, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.